Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Monday, y'all, Monday afternoon. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. Call in, call up, get on the line, and we can go ahead and chop it up on the air. So it's a Monday edition of the Block Report, and you know we usually do Motivation Mondays. Today, though, however, we're going to go over some trending and current topics. There's a lot of big things going on in the news already, a few big things in the news as far as on the legal side of things, politics and current events and you know, social justice and situations like that. We're going to get into that in a little bit later soon. We're going to talk about the Freddie Gray situation. We're going to talk about that case that the Supreme Court went ahead and just ruled on. And we're going to go into whatever else we have on the agenda from there on. So I just want to say happy Monday, even though we're going to talk about some pretty serious things and whatnot. Just a happy Monday and a big shout-out to all the Block Report listeners out there. I hope you enjoyed last night's show on the Block Party on Block Party Radio. We played some good joints on there, played some good stuff and all that. And got, you know, recognized some people and got recognition, real recognized real. So I want to if you're on the air, if you're on the line or whatever, you can push one as soon as you can push one and I'll bring you in as soon as I can. If you're listening on the internet, you know, you can go to the Block Report Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/TheBlockReport. Like the page, share the page, drop a comment. And, of course, me being your host, TafariXL, you can find me on Instagram at TafariXL and on Twitter at TafariXL. So, you know what I'm saying? And also, you can go to ReverbNation.com/TafariXL, where you go there and you can sign up with our mailing list. so you can be in tune with us for what's going on as far as on the music tip and the music level and what we're doing with music. I actually have a couple of events coming up in the month of June. I'll be doing a couple of performances. I just want to lock down certain little information, and then probably next week, starting next week around this time or so, I'll start really putting the information out there and promoting the performances and the shows. So, you know, it's just been one heck of a day today. I get up today and it's a lot of wild, crazy news that I'm hearing about, and we want to get into it and talk about it. Calling number is 929-477-3093. That's 929-477-3093. And we do want to hear from you. Call up, speak with the host, and get your point across and your point of view across and heard. And let's chop it up, you know. So let's see here. We have what do we have here? Before I do that, before I get into any of the stories or whatever, let's just go to some quick music. I'm going to play something right here. We're gonna play this Nas, If I Ruled the World. We're gonna play that, and then we're gonna come back into it, and then we'll chop it up about what's going on in the trending topics in the news.
Fake dub, no love, you get the slug. CB4 gusto, your luck low. I didn't know till I was drunk though. You weak cats are played out, get robbed and laid out. Gambino turn snitch, I got the right out. 96 ways I made out. Montana way, the good F-E-L-L-A. Verbal AK spray, dip the tattoo. Jump out the range, empty out the ashtray. A glass of Zay, making mad castles play. Red dot plot, murder schemes, 32 shots rung. Regulate with my thun, 17 rocks green from one ring. Yo, let me let y'all people know one thing. There's one life, one love, so there can only be one king.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Life,
I wonder,
will it take me under?
Smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons, I love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost tribe of Shabab. Free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do? Trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living. Type of place to raise kids in, opening eyes to the lies. History's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner, set free, stress free. No work release, purple and threes and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
Right up to the sun.
love to hear the story, how the thugs live in worry. Ducked down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the ace, stack the safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with your cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 2-4-5 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons and daughters.
Imagine that.
Black diamonds above.
Could it be? If you could be mine, we both shine.
If I ruled the world,
still living for today. In these last days of time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. It's the Block Report with Tafari XL, and we live. So that was just Nas's classic joint with Lauryn Hill, If I Rule the World. And we're here today. I'm trying to get out all these messages and to get everybody to know that we live on the air and that it's popping. What's going on? All right. So I think we got it out now. That's all of them. Okay, guys. So let's get into what's going on as far as trending topics and such. So we got for trending topics right now, we have, here's the story I'm going to read. We're going to start with entertainment before we get into the serious stuff. So Questlove, musician response to critics of Madonna's Prince tribute at Billboard Music Awards. That's right, the Billboard Music Awards was the 20th of May. No, I'm sorry, it was this weekend, the 21st or something. I think the pre-taping was the 20th for some reason or whatever. But anyway, Madonna performed the Prince tribute at Billboard Music Awards. Unfortunately, I missed it. I didn't watch it. I don't really watch too much award shows at these days right now because, you know, I mean, award shows are type pageants. I mean, hardly ever am I really impressed at what goes on at award shows, and I've seen so many. You know, it's not my thing now. And I'm busy always producing, writing, creating, doing something different with my time. Really take out the time to watch an award show. And so Questlove was quoted as saying, "Every Prince rendition will not be a life-changing, orgasmic experience." Questlove tweeted on Monday, "Just to sing his work is brave enough." I guess Madonna might have chopped it up. We go Mark Cuban, Dallas Mavericks owner, says he would be open to being Trump or Clinton's running mate. Really? I was watching him on the news the other day, and he was saying he wasn't even interested in... Well, he said he was interested in coming in as a third-party candidate. Who knows? I don't know. You know, Mark Cuban, the Dallas Mavericks owner, he's also on Shark Tank. So this is interesting. Okay, Cuban said he would propose to discuss more details with Trump if he makes the offer. He said he would absolutely consider being Clinton's vice president if she would just go more to the center. Okay. Star Trek Beyond, new trailer released for upcoming science fiction sequel film. The trailer features the film's villain, played by Idris Elba. Director Justin Lin announced that the film's world premiere will take place in IMAX at San Diego Comic-Con on July 20th. Let's see. Britney Spears, singer, performs at Billboard Music Awards in Las Vegas. Spears performed at the award show on Sunday night. She was also honored at the Millennium Award. Ludacris and Ciara are hosting that. Okay, so it was in Vegas Sunday night. And hosting the annual award show. Oh, well, wow. That might have been cool. Guess I should have watched it. I don't know, but anyway. Wow, This is some OJ news. Haven't heard about OJ in a little while. So OJ Simpson, judge says former football star was offered a plea deal in case that landed him in prison. Simpson was offered between 2 and 3 years in the 2007 robbery and kidnapping trial. You mean the robbery he did to get back his own goods, right? That was basically taken and stolen from him. That robbery, right? And you offered him 2 or 3 years for that. Wonder why he didn't take it. But his ego wouldn't let him do it. Of course it wouldn't, he wouldn't let him do it. Judge Jackie Glass told Fox 5 he was sentenced to 33 years. For what? Come on now. So that obviously, that sentences and that charge and all of that was brought about to get him back for being getting acquitted on that murder. That murder beef with his ex-wife and Ron Goldman. Let's see what else we got here. Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes, actors not engaged or having baby representatives. Anonymous sources told OK Magazine that what is this? Alright, this don't look like nothing. I thought it was something. I thought it was something between the two actors, but it looked like it's some BS story. Let's see what else we got here. Actors not engaged or have a baby because he's not engaged. Who the hell cares? Alright. Alright, cool. Oh. It was a rumor, I guess. They tried to say Katie Holmes and my man Jamie Foxx. Okay. Alright. Owen Hart, May 23rd marks anniversary of professional wrestler's death in 1999. Hart died during an Intercontinental Championship match against The Godfather when he fell 78 feet while being lowered by a harness into the ring from the rafters at Kemper Arena as part of a stunt. Wow. Wow. That's pretty rough. Which, did y'all see that OKC and Golden State Warriors game? Oh, wow. That was a real crazy blowout. You know, things just shifted. Golden State could not turn things back. They could not right the ship. OKC just ran away with that. I guess they figured they're gonna go home and try to fix that up. What else is going on in sports? Oh, we got some Ric Flair news. ESPN to air 30 for 30 documentary about retired professional wrestler, Woo, the Nature Boy. The film, which is currently in the editing stages, will tell the life story of the 67-year-old former. I swear this guy was older than that. 67-year-old former WWE and WCW champion known as the Nature Boy, director Roy Karff told Sports Illustrated. What else? Serge Ibaka, Oklahoma City Thunder forward, dunks over Golden State. Well, all right, well, we saw it. Yeah, we dunked over him. Draymond Green Warriors forward receives. Yeah, all right. What else we got here? I'm just trying to go through some of these trending topics and stories. And as far as these things go, and then we'll get to the serious stuff. I think we may be done. And we're about to get into the more serious stuff. Let me see, what does this say about... Okay. No doubt. Okay, so the caller number is 929-477-3093. Call in, call up. 929-477-3093. It's the Block Report with Safari XL. And we do want to hear from you. The show is brought to you again by TDK Visions, Inc. And we are up here, Emily. We are up here, everybody. We're up here, people. You know what I'm saying? We're just up here, and we're going to bring to you these stories. So let's start with the U.S. Supreme Court rules for Black Georgia death row inmate. So as you may or may not know, there are only 8 Supreme Court justices on the court right now, this is the first time this is, well, I can remember that it's ever been like this for a while. Maybe it happened before once or something. But supposed to be 9 Supreme Court justices. That's the only way they can get to really rule on situations, because then they have an odd number. So, of course, one person may go ahead and the balance of the judgment. So, but they have 8. And in this particular ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday ruled in favor, that's today, of a black Georgia death row inmate convicted in 1987 of murdering an elderly white woman, finding that prosecutors unlawfully excluded black potential jurors in selecting an all-white jury. In a 7-1 ruling, the court handed a victory to inmate Timothy Foster, 48, who asserted prosecutorial misconduct after he was convicted and sentenced to death in the 1986 murder of Queen White, 79-year-old retired school teacher. The justices threw out Foster's conviction after decades on death row. He could still potentially face a retrial. During jury selection, all 4 black members of the pool of potential jurors were removed by prosecutors, who gave reasons not related to race for their decision to exclude them. Only white jurors were selected for the panel that ended up convicting Foster and sentencing him to death. Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for the court's majority, wrote that prosecution notes introduced into evidence plainly belied the state's claim that it exercised its strikes, removing a potential juror. That's what a strike is. When they remove a potential juror in a colorblind manner. At the time of the trial, Foster's legal arguments over jury selection failed. It was only in 2006 that his lawyers obtained access to the prosecutor's jury selection notes, wow, took him 20 years, which showed that the race of the black potential jurors was highlighted, indicating an explicit reliance on race, according to Foster's attorneys. The notes show that the prosecution marked the names of the black prospective jurors with a B, highlighted them in green, and circled the word black next to the race question on juror questionnaires. The Supreme Court reached the conclusion that the prosecutors were motivated in substantial part by race when 2 of the potential jurors were excluded, Roberts wrote. Justice Clarence Thomas, a conservative and the only black member of the court, was the sole dissenter. A 1986 U.S. Supreme Court ruling made it unlawful. Around the same time his case went down, the Supreme Court had ruled on this same issue that basically got his conviction thrown out 30 years later. A 1986 U.S. Supreme Court ruling made it unlawful to take race into account when excluding potential jurors from a trial. Prosecutors say Foster, at 18 at the time of the crime, broke into White's home in the middle of the night, broke her jaw, and sexually molested the elderly woman before strangling her and stealing items from her house. That's a pretty heinous crime. But you see, this was a practice that had been going on for a while as far as them marking off and taking off, you know, jurors based on race and situations like that. And, you know, especially Georgia and them states in the South, I mean, that's not nothing new. This brother, however, was able to, after they, you know, put him on death row, and he was able to kind of get some recourse for what was done to him through the Supreme Court 30 years later, but he can still face another trial. So, but that's the news. And then, of course, you see Clarence Thomas, who was appointed on the court by George H.W. Bush. It was George H.W. Bush. And he's basically, and he calls himself a conservative and whatnot. He had dissented, this article didn't go into it, but he dissented on basically a technicality, saying something like this situation wasn't really allowed for the Supreme Court to hear it, being it was a state court decision, some yada, yada, yada. He came up with something of that nature. But he's always, I mean, Clarence Thomas doesn't really ever put his stamp on anything that's going to help defend or uphold any black person. Not saying that, you know, I'm just saying, if you look over his record, don't just take this one type of situation, but just look over his record, and he's never done it. So I was not at all surprised that he was the only one that dissented. You know, I thought there would have been more that would have dissented, but just by him being the only one that dissented, I'm not surprised at all. So what I'm going to do now, we're going to play another joint, then I'm going to go into the Freddie Gray situation. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to play another track. And what we're going to play here, I'm thinking, what should I play? I'm thinking we're going to play It Feels Like, which is going to be my next release. And then after that, we'll be going into the next 15 minutes of the show. And then we're done, you know, guys. So call in numbers 929-477-3093. Call up. You know, if you call up now and stay on, then you'll be able to hear the next 15 minutes of the show on the line, or you have to hear it in the archives. All right, so this is It Feels Like and by Tafara XL.
Yeah. Tafara. Yo. Yo. They want to know how it feels? Let them know.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
Through rhythm and rhyme, my truth revealed. They tried bottling me up like I was a pill. I'm harder to swallow and even harder to kill. Cold streets made me Iron Man, hard to steal. I spit nitroglycerin straight from the gut. The flow is righteous and I ain't switching up. Ever since the youngest, seeing life good and bad. My friend's mom hooked a crack, living without his dad. Going back and forth to jail, please accept this call. I need money quick, get a lawyer and bail. The trials and appeals, the wins and fails. It's hard to stand straight with the wind knocked out the sails, making it through while grandma prays. I hope it one day that her grandkids get saved. Through struggle and strife, the strong prevail. You can see it on them, but never know how it feels.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
Baby, I gotta let you know shit is real. Love and your feelings don't pay the bills. I know you was in love with it, want the thrills. And now that it's gone, there's a void to fill. You was supposed to keep it tight and warm. I was supposed to be loyal, stay royal. Then I started seeing some changes in you. That night we screwed and I already knew. You have been giving up my pussy to another, but you thought that I might never discover. You have played a good role, almost had me sold. Now that I know, bitch, you got to go. Make room for the next bitch to walk in the dough. I'm through talking, I ain't talking no more. Imagine me all broken up over some hoe, especially when she creeping with some other Joe.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
I'm kicking to your nothing but strictly facts, kid. Fuck the verbal cartwheels and the backflip. My life's right out of the movie The Last Dawn. On stage or off, I'm still a fucking phenom. To be armed is to be forewarned. Whether it's hail, fire, or windstorm, follow your heart and you can never go wrong. I'm still a soldier going to war through song.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like just to inspire. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
right, y'all. We're on the other side of it, the last 15 minutes of the show, and we're going to get into it, you know. We're going to get into it. I want to talk about the Freddie Gray, which is all over the news right now. Y'all remember Freddie Gray was a gentleman who was arrested, put inside, handcuffed, and put inside this this police vehicle, and basically his vertebrae was snapped and he died several days later. And what happened to him, caused the big firestorm. It was a big media issue, and it was a young black man, and another incident of the police once again just unfairly, unjustly dealing with young black people and causing their death, you know. And so they called it riots or whatever that was happening down there in Baltimore, and you know, they had the news cameras down there and they highly publicized it and this and that and whatnot. So however, this story is back in the news again because several of the officers were charged in court. They were faced with charges, criminal charges, and they went to trial. And I believe they were charged separately, though, so they had their own case. They each have their own individual case, so they're going to have more than one trial, I guess. So I'm going to read this story. I got this story from Mashable. Seems pretty. I read the article already. Seems pretty accurate, but there's, you could get this basically, if you Google this, you can get this anywhere and whatnot. So let's see what they're saying. So one Baltimore police officer involved in the arrest of Freddie Gray will not be sent to jail. Officer Edward Nero, who was charged with second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office, was acquitted of all charges by Judge Barry Williams on Monday morning. That's today, y'all. Nero's verdict is the first to come down among the six officers implicated in Gray's arrest and death. Officer William Porter was the first to go on trial. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Nero wasn't the first to go on trial. But that trial ended in a hung jury and was rescheduled. Gray died after injuries inflicted and or sustained after he was thrown into the back of a police van following an arrest in April 2015. His arrest was followed by weeks of unrest that saw citizens clash with police. Nero's charges are not the most severe levied against any of the officers. All right? So he's not the most serious, and he was acquitted. So the judge basically, the judge acquitted this man, and the other guy, he had a hung jury. What was his, the other guy, Porter, whatever his name. Let's see here. Try to get this information out to you guys. Yeah, Porter ended in a hung jury. So a lot of people are up in arms about this story currently right now because, you know, of course, it was a sensitive issue, and you know what happened to this young man, Freddie Gray. Now, what happens, this is the thing that is really upsetting a lot of people, too, because, you see, everybody gets, you know, it's like, oh, okay, how could you, if a police officer gets killed, it's like, oh, well, how could you do that? And everybody agrees, you know, that's sad, that's whatever, blah, blah. And everybody goes on about the police officer. Matter of fact, let me tell you about this site. I'm going to that. There's this one site on the internet, and I think they have a Facebook group page. It's something called Civilians Against Cops or Civilians for Cops. I think there's both of them, Civilians for Cops and Civilians Against Cops. And there's a guy who does a thing called like Cop Watch or Cop Block or whatever. And so then you have the anti-group to that group that is basically, all they do is they talk bad about the people that show the bad behaviors of police officers on duty. And, you know, they're defending the cops. Now, look, as I said before, you know, you say that there's no, that there's plenty of good cops and people only focus on the one or two bad cops. If it's one or two, then how does all this stuff keep happening? No, what we have to, as I said before, you know, if there's good cops, we haven't seen enough of them or any of them, because they still, where are they when the bad cops are doing what they're doing? And we need more of them to stand up. I posted, I believe, on the Facebook page of the Block Report, a video of some New York City cops that kind of came forward, but they were then, instead of being received by their higher ups as doing a good job and a good service for the community and being good police officers, they were reprimanded and punished. So this idea about everybody trying to be for these cops or whatever, you know, I mean, no, I'm not with it, man. You know, if you're a good person, you're a good person at heart, and then if you're a good person at heart, then you perform your job the same way. You be that kind of a person. And if you see somebody do, you know, as they say, if you see something, say something. If you see somebody doing something you know they shouldn't be doing, as far as beating and being really violent and overly aggressive to a member of the community, a citizen and such, or another person, then you can't sit there and just go for that and then tell me that you're a good cop. Let me see what else I can find. What was I saying on this? Right, so as I said, so when a police officer gets shot, get killed or whatever, the whole world, everybody mourns and feels sad about the situation, but when that's why they had the Black Lives Matter movement that came up. But when a young black person loses their life at the hands of police officers or whatever, a lot of people find a way to justify it. If they didn't do this, if they didn't do that, if they did this, if they did that, then it wouldn't be this. No. That's not the business. And then, so now, and when the story comes out and the people are telling this story or whatever, this young man lost his life, you know what I'm saying? And you're talking about these cops and their families, their lives are inconvenienced and they've gone through all of this. I believe this was a statement that came out, and that's why I'm speaking on it. I can't seem to find the exact reference, but there was a statement that came out where somebody was mentioning how the cop and their families have been inconvenienced and their lives have been whatever, you know. But yet still, Freddie Gray's family, you know, they don't have their brother, their son, their nephew, you know, they don't have this person part of their family in their life no more. So their life has been inconvenienced and irreparably changed. They cannot alter, they cannot bring him back. So you go into a situation where you have life and you can breathe, and it doesn't look like these police officers are behind bars fighting their case. They're out in the street, so their family gets to see them every day. So, you know, I really don't have any sympathy for anybody who wants to come up with that kind of story about how their family's facing it so hard or whatever and whatnot. Nah, I ain't trying to hear that. Not when the Gray family, they don't have their son and their family member no more. So, you know, I'm just not going for none of that. So basically, anyway, that's my little rant or whatever on that. But so this has been the Monday edition for the Block Report, and of course we're gonna be on again Wednesday at 12 noon. And I'll be on again Wednesday at 12 noon, and we'll be doing the Wisdom Wednesday show, and we'll be dropping some gems of wisdom on you guys. And you know, I hope you have a productive and prosperous, profitable and healthy day and the rest of the week, and we hope to hear from you guys. You know, I see you guys on the line, but you don't ever push one. So, you know, and I do want to make the show an interactive show where we could talk with each other, and everything is share information and share ideas and such and views. But, so it is. So we're going to get out of here in a few, and I just want to let you know that I got a lot of love for y'all family. Oh, let me see. Do remember, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the show comes on at noon. Sunday at 11 p.m. is Block Party Radio. You can find The Block Report on Facebook.com/The Block Report. You can find me, TafariXL, on Instagram, @TafariXL. On Twitter, @TafariXL. Go to ReverbNation.com/TafariXL. You can find me there as well. Do sign up with that mailing list so I can get you on the mailing list and then send you out the info and everything of what I'm currently working on creating, producing, and releasing. Also, June 21st, I have a couple performances that I'll be doing. So far it looks like, so as I said, it's a couple, because it looks like one is in Manhattan and one will be in Queens. I'll get you more details and information on that. As I said, about a week after next, when beginning of June, I'll start telling y'all about that. Or end of this month, after the Memorial Day weekend, I'll go ahead and drop more information. And what else? You guys can go to iTunes, Google me up on iTunes, and you'll find out more information on my... Oh, and you can find my single out right now, Paper Chasing. Anyway, we out of here. I'm going to go out with some Bob Marley, Natural Mystic. Peace, y'all.